21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where Michael Bull in Bangkok, Jamie Willett in Dubai, and Chris Carter and Dennis Grice at Concordia International School Shanghai review EdTech tools for you.
Hi, everyone. I'm here with Michael, and he is going to tell us about some super cool apps that I've tried out, and they're all very, very little.
So this is from a company called Tiny Bop, hence is why they're very little. I'm sure they're tiny and they bop. Maybe they just had that. Maybe that domain name was available and that's why they took it. Who knows? But this particular one, Simple Machines, it's cool. It's visually appealing. It's colorful and it lets the students work with Simple Machines if you have a unit of Simple Machines. Now, here at my school, that's fourth grade. Do you remember what it was at Concordia last year at our school when we were still in the same place?
We had it. We looked at it in a little bit in grade 3 and a little bit in grade 1.
Oh, okay. So the Simple Machines they have here are for levers, wheels, inclined plane, screws, wedges, and pulleys. And students are able to investigate and play around with the Simple Machines. And they have a guidebook that gives teachers and parents some ideas along the way. Not a super duper incredible guidebook, but you know, it's something. But if you mostly need a curriculum that's going to support why you're using this app in the first place. So it's nice. When I tried playing with it, I thought, oh, it's going to be more game-like and have more to it. But really, it is just, here's how an inclined plane works. You can move it and modify it. And the graphics are just over the top.
Okay.
Interesting. Kind of a stylistic. I don't know what the style is, but they're very stylistic in a different way than a traditional app would look like. So that makes it more visually appealing, I guess, for me as an instructor to look at. And so, yeah, you just go through the different stuff, and you really need a curriculum lessons behind it, because if you just give it to the kids to play with, they're going to be like, oh, they'll play for like 20 minutes, and that'll be it, and they'll probably won't pick it up again.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we've looked at, I was saying before we started, the human body one is really, it shows all the different systems, but yeah, if you don't explain it, if you don't go through it, it's really not a very helpful app.
Yeah. Now, I just found this a couple days ago and purchased it and been playing with it, but now I need to go find the fourth grade teachers in science and say, hey, where are you at? Are you anywhere near the Simple Machines unit? And they may not be. So maybe I'll have to wait a year. So do I plan to use it? I'd like to find somebody I could who's doing it now and then or soon and then find out if they would find it useful as well. So if you are looking for something for Simple Machines, this app might be worth checking out, worth getting involved with.
Absolutely.
And
very cool. So,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, so I think you already mentioned, how much was the cost?
It's
$2.99. So okay, so not so bad.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a barrier, like if you had 20 iPads or something, so you probably want to buy one to make sure it's worth it, but that's less expensive than a lot of science resources and certainly more reusable than a lot of them. It's probably only good
for elementary school. And you could always project it if you wanted and have them see it as a class.
Oh, that's a great point. Now, their website does have a video that displays what it can do. So that's a great way to, if you didn't want to pay first, just to check it out and see what it looks like. That's pretty easy.
Perfect. So if you wanted to check that out, where should you go?
You need to go to tinybop.com. That's T-I-N-Y-B like boy, O-P like popsicle.com.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.